Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, hi there, hi there, my friends, my good friends, those that love the Lord and love right action, that makes you my friend. Hi there, hi, hi, hi. This is Dr. Cupertino on the Hour for Power, the Hour of Power show. How are you this morning? How are you? I love you, and I've been waiting for you to call in. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have a very interesting show this morning, and you guess what it is about. It is about two eyes. It's about God, and it's about you being happy in your heart. The topic is God is watching you. Is he happy with what he sees? What does God see when he looks at you? Does he see love, justice, fairness, loyalty, devotion, and love for all? Or does he see hatred for all, con artist dealings, murder, strife, lack of goodness? Hey, the time for all misdeeds have come to an end. Right now, it is time for me, you, all of us, to show God that we love him and that we are worthy of his protection and his blessing. Listen, right now, listen and hear 10 ways that you can show God that you love him by your actions and by your deeds. Number one, guess what? We can start living a life of goodness and a life of righteousness. That certainly will show God that we care about him and his divine edicts, his commandments. You don't hear that too much these days. Oh, God's commandments, he's commandments. People don't want to be commanded to do anything. They don't want to be commanded to get up and get out of bed. I know sometimes I don't. People just don't want to be told what to do. But God has already told us what to do through the first human pair, Adam and Eve. Some don't believe in that story, but it's okay. If it's written, it's written in the Bible, sacred scripture, then hey, that's what it is. People just don't want to be told what to do or demanded or commanded. But you know what? By our actions, by the example of our life, treating others right, making sure that we practice the golden rule, making sure that we're not infringing on anyone else's territory of heart and mind and soul and spirit. In other words, living a good life. What is a good life? This is a good life. When you make sure that all you do is something that's going to help someone else, not just yourself, hey, that's going to please God. That's going to make him happy. And, of course, it's going to make you happy because what goes around comes around. In other words, what you do for others, others will turn around and do for you or to you. So that's one way, by living our lives by example. Number two, by setting in our heart to be a good person. What's a good person? Someone, just as I just said, that cares about someone, want to be the kind of person someone could call their friend, and most of all, someone that can be trusted. You can't beat that. Number three, we can pray more. People say, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm not going to pray. I don't even care about praying anymore because I prayed for this, I prayed for that. I have not gotten it. I prayed for good health. Look at me. I'm in the hospital. I prayed for a lot of money. Look at me. I can hardly put gas in my car. Oh, I prayed for a bigger home for my family. Look at me. I don't have it. I'm living in this wretched place. So forget it. I'm not going to pray. But let me tell you something. When you pray, you're talking to God. And God is a God of action. You know, most of the time we're running around talking to friends, talking to those that can help us in time of crisis. We're walking around talking to people that do not even have our good at heart. But when you pray and talk to God, God's going to do something about it. You know, if you get hurt and call mommy, mommy might say, oh, you know what, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't do anything about that. Hey, I'm busy right now. But God, praying to God, talking to God, You take your burdens to God and leave them there, and watch what's going to happen. He promised, and the promises of God are sure. He promised he's going to take action. You won't get on your knees or stand up on 2 feet and talk to God, and he doesn't do anything about it. Go to God. Go to the one that can help you. Make his heart happy and make him glad that you're walking around in his spirit. Number four, you can start talking about God. You know, I'm a little sad, too, because, you know, I was parked at a post office box unit, and two people came up, and, you know, I saw an elderly one, and I saw, you know, kind of a young one. And the young one was helping the elderly one in the car. And I just said, oh, you know, you guys, that is so sweet. You're helping your father there in the car. And he turned on me and said, Father, what are you talking about? That's my husband. I almost fell out of my car. But the whole point of what I'm saying, all I did was turn right back around and say, oh, my goodness, that is so kind, that is so nice, and they drove off. But you know what? I felt guilty in my heart because I could have said something about that. You know, I could have said, oh, my God, really? Really? I just wonder if God is happy. See, I could have engaged in a conversation, but I was, you know, looking at mail, and I guess I was hungry. I don't know. But you know what? For a week after that, I was very sad because I had an opportunity there to speak about God, say something about God. But guess what? Here's another day. I can rise up and purpose in my heart that every opportunity that I get, I'm going to tell someone about God. I'm going to call God on the carpet in their lives. So that is another way that we can make God's heart happy, make him happy. And, of course, allow God to be happy with what he sees going on in our lives. So we can speak about God every opportunity that we get. Not browbeating anyone. No one needs that. We have to be respectful of each other's faith. But there's a way to get a word in about the creator of the universe. And if you pray hard for that, he'll make sure you receive it. Number five, loving our family. You know what? I don't care what goes on in the family. We're admonished to love everyone. And, of course, we've got to start in our own household. It doesn't mean going along with wickedness that they might be engaged in. It doesn't mean saying yes to everything they do that, you know, might even be against God. It doesn't mean going in with conversations even that might not be wholesome and that might not be one that honors God. But we can start right there in our household, being nice and showing love. The world is so vast. Once you leave that home, you also have an obligation to be kind and nice to those on the outside. But starting first there in the home, showing and sharing love. And then on another note, people say, you know what, I don't want to waste my time showing these people love. Look at them. They're doing everything. Look at the world. It's falling down. It's already down on the ground. I'm not going to share myself and my love with people like that. Yes, you will. You don't have to go along with what they do. But walking about with love in your heart, guess what? You're going to draw more love in your heart. And guess what else comes after that? The scripture says that God is love. So that means you're going to draw more of God into your life. And that's what most of us need. You know, we talk about peace and faith and the family. Nothing, none of that can take place unless we have God in our heart. So if we're putting love out there, you know, on Front Street, if we're putting love out there for others, if we're putting love out there to others, if we're walking in love, if we're praying in love, if we're looking like we're someone that needs to be loved, guess what? God's going to be happy because he's love. And I tell my young friends when they say, oh, doctor, he says, oh, he loved me. I said, hold it. Wait just a minute. Does he love God? Because if he doesn't love God, he's not going to be able to love you. He's got to first love God. He's got to first want to put God ahead of everything in his heart, no matter what the circumstances. And, oh, my God, ooh, might look bad, might smell bad, might be bad, but we've still got to put God first in our life. So when someone says that, oh, I love you, and tomorrow's going to be a good way of people saying, oh, I love you, you know, it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to give them some flowers, I have some beautiful flowers, beautiful card, But if they don't love God, if they're not walking in God, if you don't see them worshiping God, if you never hear them talk about God, you're in trouble. You have some trouble, young lady, old lady, whatever, whomsoever, man, you have a problem. So putting God first, walking in love, that's going to make God happy at what he sees in your life. Number six, this is very important, loving yourself. How in the world are we going to love anyone if we don't love ourselves? And when you love yourself, you take care of yourself, you eat right to the best of your ability, you're going to put a seatbelt on when you get in the car, you're going to make sure you're going to be found in some of the best places so that you don't get hurt. So, oh my goodness, self-love. Don't go around talking about, oh, I love God and I love my neighbor. You've got to love yourself first before you can create that loving environment around yourself so that God sees that and he's happy. You don't get my spirit in you and you don't take care of yourself. God is saying that. Number seven, what are we doing for someone else? I just said we've got to show and share love with others, but we've got to purpose in our heart that it's not about you. You know, I get so sad sometimes myself. I say, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And you know, it appears that I'm putting eight steps forward and 1,000 backwards. Oh, my God, something is wrong with that. Something is very, very wrong with that. So, hey, I've got to pull over. I've got to first slow down, pull over, and stop. I've got to say, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Whatever's going on is for a purpose, but I know it's for a purpose in my life for me to help someone else. I've got to realize it's not about me. I'm not living for me. I'm not living just to say, ooh, la, la. I'm not living just to say, oh, you know, I'm all that and more. I'm not living like that. I'm living my life in God to help someone else, to be a blessing to someone else. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about me. It is not about me. No, 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 no. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about who you can help. And we're going to have a gentleman on the show that's going to really talk about some of the things that he's done and how he's helped others and how he's continued to help others in perhaps 2 minutes. So I don't want you to go anywhere. Now let me talk about another way that you can live a life that God is happy with and one that God sees and one that God is pleased with. Let me talk with you about that. Do you know what that is? Here it is. Telling God, for God I live and for God I die. When God knows you're sold out for him, no matter what, he's going to be happy. He's going to be very happy. No matter what it looks like or what Satan might show up and show, God is going to be happy. Hey, come on. The life that we're living is a gift from God, but he has to be happy. He has to be in the mix. When you make God happy, he's going to make you happy. Now, your happiness might not be the kind of happiness that God has in store. You might want this fast-moving car, and God might say, well, no, 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 no. If I allow that, if I step back and allow that, in 1 week she might be killed. So we've got to look at this thing from God's eyes. Because the scripture says that God's ways and thoughts are higher than ours. And, of course, look at ours. It cannot reach the thought. God is not coming down here to do any pleasing work because he's already told us what to do. He's already told us what to do. And that is what we have to do. We have to make sure that God is happy at all times. All times, all times, all times. And so with that in mind, if we start talking about, oh, my life is terrible, oh, I don't have what I want, oh, I don't have what I need, oh, I'm not happy, then God is not going to be happy. We need to put aside strife. We need to put aside thoughts of hatred. We need to put aside, because God is reading our very thoughts. He knows exactly what we're thinking. But most of all, we already know why we should make God happy. You know why? Because he sent his son. The scripture says that he sent his son. He sent his son. He sent his son down through 42 generations. Yes, this is what he did. This is what he did. He sent his son down through 42 generations. Yes, he did. Just to make sure that we are the kind of people that God would love. Yes, yes. God is waiting on us. He is waiting on us to show him who he is and why he is who he is. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, he is. And God loves us. God loves you, and he's showing that he loves you. So what I'm going to recommend is that whatever we do in our life, that God is first and he's foremost, and that God loves us no matter what. And we know this. We want God's heart to be glad. We want God's heart to be happy. And you know why? Because, again, Jesus did everything that he said he was going to do. He came down through all of these generations to see that you and I would have a right to the tree of life. And this is why we love him. And this is why we